Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Super Bowl matchup is set.
Yeah.
Coming for history is the Kansas City Chiefs going for a three-peat against the Philadelphia Eagles. Hannah, I know you were locked in on the football.
I thought we already knew who was going to the Super Bowl.
No, Hannah, we've talked about
it. I didn't know we knew now.
Oh, well, now you do. Do you know who's going?
Nope.
I do.
You don't even listen to me.
Chiefs.
And then who else is they
playing? I could not name the Rams or the only other football team I know.
Nope. I literally just said it. What were you doing when I was talking?
Not paying attention.
I don't think you said it.
I don't think you did.
We literally just had a whole conversation.
Oh, my God. What is happening?
Oh, off air? I don't listen to you.
No, on air. I just said against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, a team the Chiefs have actually beaten in a Super Bowl before.
Recently.
It's a repeat.
Recently,
3 years ago. Yeah. You guys excited or stoked? No. I'm excited for the Chiefs, though. Like, literally going for history is awesome. I know that...
Isn't there always something? I feel like every year with Super Bowl, they're like, oh, for history. For history.
Yeah.
There's never actually been a three-peat champion ever in the history of the NFL. And Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Taylor Swift are trying to do it. So, congratulations to the Chiefs. That's going down. We have the Super Bowl matchup. How was everyone's weekend? Kevin, I know you're not feeling well.
I'm feeling much better than the rest of my family. We had urgent care visits. We've had, you know, tons and tons of going to the store, getting, you know, the knockoff brands of all your NyQuils and DayQuils and all that stuff. But yeah, it's this influenza A. It's not good. So, do me a favor, please stay away.
Yeah. AB is freaking out. Mm-hmm. AB doesn't like when anyone's sick. They just
I'm backing up.
She's backing up. Now she's freaking out now, too,
since I have newborn nephew. So no influenza A for me either.
Bring on the influenza. Yeah. No, I don't think anyone like embraces it. But yeah, so Kevin was sick all weekend. How was your weekend, Hannah? You were out all weekend, actually. You went to 2 different concerts, right?
Yeah, I went to Cody Johnson Friday, and then I saw Trixie Delight at Helen's on Saturday. So it was a concert weekend for me. I never do anything, so to go out twice in one weekend was really big for me.
AB, you had a big weekend.
Yeah, my best friend got engaged.
Yeah!
It went as great as it could have. She had absolutely no idea. She was hyperventilating all night. She could not believe it. Super surprised? Yes.
How are you surprised when AB had like people flying in and staying with her and they lived down the hall?
I've had
How did you pull that off?
So my friend tracks everybody, and for the past 3 weeks, I've been texting everyone individually to turn their locations off, so she's been thinking Find My Friends just isn't working.
Oh!
I mean, AB had a master plan.
Brilliant. That.
Brilliant. Just Google this, Find My Friends working. It says, nope, there's no issues. Wow, I can't believe you pulled it. I can't believe you pulled that off, because you had people coming in and literally staying down the hall from her.
Yep.
And it was all like a big secret spy game.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, how was your weekend?
Mine was a good weekend. It was a solid weekend. We just went out to eat a couple meals. Something cool happened. We were at Hibachi on Friday night, and we were having this conversation. One thing led to another, and the person at our table actually ended up being Jen Meyer's neighbor for like forever. And she was like telling a story. She's like, I asked Jen to send us a sign that she was like, you know, with us, because her birthday was last week, and she was like, "This is my sign."
So
I was honored, man. That I guess I was part of the sign. Yeah. You know,
Alex was sent by God, guys.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news.
Good news.
Okay,
let's hear it.
Tell you what, man, love is in the air. AB was at her best friend's engagement. That was adorable and beautiful. Alex getting ready for his wedding. How about this when he walked down the aisle? There's an emotional video that is going viral of a couple. And right before that, she walks down the aisle, you know, the bride, everyone turns her head and looks at the bride, and she looks beautiful. Groom standing up there. This video plays that she had, and he had no idea what was about to happen, is a message from their 3-year-old together. Oh.
Hello, Daddy, it's me, Evie. I'm walking down the aisle with you now, because you're going to marry my mommy, and she looks beautiful, like me. We love you so much. We love you lots and lots, like jelly cups. See you in a minute.
Oh my God.
Super cute. Oh. I'm going to look mommy's going to look beautiful just like me. No. We love you very much, like jelly sauce or whatever.
Yeah.
So cute. Oh my God.
I just love, you know, video messages take like 3 seconds to record, but they always mean so much. Yeah. Anytime anybody ever plays a video message.
Such a beautiful message. And he just starts bawling, obviously. Mm-hmm. And such a cool moment that the family got, you know, united as one, as now they got married. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Are you hyped for the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl is set. Kansas City Chiefs versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Repeat from like 2 years ago. How excited are you, Hannah?
I couldn't care less.
Oh, wow.
Are you serious?
Chiefs Kingdom, love ya, respect ya, little intimidated of ya, but I don't care. I'm tired of sports.
Are you excited for the Super Bowl at all? Like, just to like go to a party, hang out with your friends?
I'm excited to see Kevin's reaction to the halftime.
Yeah, that's it. So how about Kendrick Lamar and now SZA? Yeah, I'm excited for that. I would be more excited if it were like Detroit instead of the Eagles. But I also love the fact that the Chiefs have an opportunity to do something no other team has ever done. Do a three-peat. It'll be interesting to see the dynamic, even though he doesn't play for them anymore, Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I'm assuming
this dude could have been playing in the Super Bowl against his brother again.
Oh, well, that makes it a little cooler.
Yeah.
But he's not on the team anymore.
Right.
Well, just kidding.
I am not excited for the actual game. Couldn't care who's playing.
It's Chiefs versus Eagles.
But then I'm also not excited for the halftime show. So, like, I don't even know if I'm going to go to a friend's house and watch it.
Oh, wow.
Like, in the Super Bowl
commercials.
You're
going to be one of those weird people like that's going to watch nothing?
I don't think I watched it last year, to be honest. I literally think I stayed home because I was like, I don't.
Too, and it was weird.
The commercials weren't funny the past couple years either. So, like, none of this appeals to me.
AB, we should just hang out and eat snacks.
Let's just, like, make TikToks.
Okay.
Because, like, 12? Like, who's going to go in the back of the room? Alex, are you excited?
You know, this one doesn't necessarily do it for me. I think at this point you have to want the Chiefs to win to see, well, Hannah jokes, you see history every year with the Super Bowl.
You do.
Right.
I think you do want to see the Chiefs. I think personally I would have liked the Commanders in it. It would have changed it up a little bit. You know, Washington deserves it.
Like an underdog kind of
thing?
They
got a rookie quarterback, you know, but, you know, it is what it is. So
I like watching history. And I think it's crazy to watch the Taylor Swift era in music unfold and the Chiefs era in football unfold and being part of it. I mean, if the Chiefs win, you're talking about the greatest run in football history. And that's crazy to see that we were part of it and witnessing. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I don't think
people
realize
how... And I do
think
playing against the Eagles, nobody likes the Eagles.
Right.
Nobody likes the Eagles.
Not even the Eagles. They don't get along themselves.
They don't get along themselves. So I'm excited for that.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's check out what's trending. That's what we do for Keep It Moving. We take a look at all the trending stories, read some headlines, and Hannah either tells me keep scrolling or give me some details about that headline. We cover everything in 2 minutes because we know life is busy. Like science says, it takes a lot longer than 21 days to form a habit. We've been all been lied to.
I've literally heard that my entire life. How long does it take?
And I've always thought there's no way because I can do things for 21 days and then drop it so fast. They say it takes a lot longer. Actually, 2 to 5 months in a consistent practice.
Damn.
And sometimes closer to a year for it to actually become a habit.
It's unfortunate, really.
Yeah. So now I'm never going to have any good habits ever.
Lies.
A Connecticut theater is trying to change the way we view movies and change the start time of them.
When? Like, it'll actually start when it's supposed to start?
So, yes. And so instead of saying the movie starts at 7 o'clock, they'll start saying movie time is 7:20, and then previews will be at 7 o'clock. They're going to actually give you the start time of the movie and not the start time
Hell
of the
yeah.
trailers.
Oh, wow.
I love the transparency of that.
Yeah, people are saying they like that, and then some people are saying, well, then those advertisers are going to go away. Like, well, then nobody's going to be here. They're going to be playing our advertisers, our advertisements for an empty theater.
There's going to be no show times because there's not going to be movies if there's no ads.
A guy turned orange after eating nothing but cheese, meat, and full sticks of butter.
I turn orange every week when I do my spray tan. That is not
Are my Cheetos going to turn me orange?
Yeah, that's what he did. Wow. He just ate so much cheesy stuff. He turned
Maybe it'll
orange.
Make me look tanner.
Oh yeah, I'm down for it. Keep it moving.
Here's why shoppers feel the urge to poop in hardware stores.
You know what? I'm going to keep it moving because I don't agree that it's in hardware stores. It's in TJ Maxx.
Oh, really?
You know.
Oh,
specifically?
I do feel like that. I've been going to a lot of repair those places now for Home Depot. I always at the poop. I'm always so stressed out in those places. And there is a reason, but we'll never know why. Just run to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza-flavored cereal. Oh,
that's enough for us. Keep it moving.
Pizza-flavored cereal is now a thing, guys.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
What's up, Reggie?
What's up?
All right, you ready to take on Hannah?
Hannah, yes, but I'm going to use Kevin and AB for help, too, though.
All right.
Whoa!
Reggie keeps it real with you. Yeah, he's going to use AB and Kevin for sure. Reggie, have you played before?
Yes.
Did you beat her?
No, we tied, so.
This time with AB and Kevin's help, you'll win for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Hannah, leave the room so Kevin and AB can whisper in answers into Reggie's ear. Hannah's left the room. Yeah, we get real sexual when Hannah's like, oh, right. You should see the things that happen. Uh-huh. All right, Reggie, let's do it. Question number one, who's hosting the Oscars this year?
Oh, hosting the Oscars. I think AB.
All right, AB does like the award shows.
I'm picturing his face. Is his first name Noah?
No.
Noah.
Really?
No. So my daughter knows it.
Okay, go ahead. Don't go with AB then.
Conan O'Brien.
Yes.
That's right.
That is not who I was picturing at all.
We know. All right. Ariana Grande was nominated for Best Supporting Actress at the Oscars. Name any Ariana Grande song.
Dangerous Woman.
All right. Oh. Which Kardashian / Jenner sister is dating Timothy Chalamet, who was also nominated for an Oscar?
You know.
I love how he's using his family. AB, Kevin.
Kylie.
Do you want to submit that as your final answer?
AB, what do you think?
I think you should submit it.
Okay, I submit it.
It's correct. Reggie is ruthless. All right, Post Malone just announced he has a partnership with what cookie company?
Oh, Oreos.
Oh, look at Reggie got one by himself,
guys. I didn't know
that
one.
And you didn't know. Who is the host of the Caller Daddy podcast?
Oh, I know this. There's a TV show about it, too. Call Your Daddy, Call Your Daddy. It's something Cooper.
Uh-huh.
I don't know her first name.
All right. I'm going to give you a 4.5. Hannah's got to at least get a 5 out of 5 to do this. It's Alex Cooper. All right. Reggie, you used everybody, and you were awesome. Hold on. We're going to see how Hannah does by herself.
Hannah's homeschool.
Oh, man, we are having fun today. Hannah's homeschool is on, and Hannah left the room. And Reggie used his daughter. He used AB. He used everybody. He was calling friends. He rolled the window down and asked the Starbucks worker.
Wow.
And guess what? Reggie, tell her how many you got right.
4 out of 5, Hannah.
Nice. And we actually gave him a half because he got half.
4.5.
Yeah, 4.5. Yeah. Because we like Reggie so much.
Great.
And he didn't have enough help. All right, Hannah, you got to get at least 5 for 5 or 4.5 out of 5.
No football.
First question's about the Oscars. You covered this in your Hollywood hashtag on Friday. Who's hosting the Oscars? Good start.
Conan O'Brien.
Yes. There you go. And that
all
was
these
not
damn
the
award shows mixing and matching. Yeah. And
that was not who AB was picking.
Right.
I think she was almost picking Noah Kahn.
Not again.
Yeah. All right. Ariana Grande was nominated for an Oscar. Name any Ariana Grande song.
Problem.
All right. Which Kardashian / Jenner sister is dating Timothée Chalamet, who was also nominated for an Oscar?
Kylie Jenner.
That's correct. All right, we're off to a good start. 3 for 3.
I need 1.5.
A question that surprised AB and was shocked. Post Malone just announced a partnership with a cookie company.
Oreo.
Who is it? It's Oreo. Wow. All right, you need at least 0.5 point. This is what Reggie got 1/2 of. He only got the person's last name. And he called it your daddy. Who is the host of Call Her Daddy podcast?
Cooper Alex. Alex Cooper.
Yeah, Alex Cooper. Wow. Yes. 5 for 5 for Hannah. Reggie, you put up a good fight, man, with that 4.5, but Hannah did go 5 for 5. Great job, Reggie. Woo! But you got to have to say, this is Reggie, AB, Kevin. What was your daughter's name?
Yeah.
We all got schooled by Hannah.
Okay, this is Reggie, Kevin, and AB, and the rest of her family, and we got schooled by Hannah.
Yeah. Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if we can celebrate you getting the Mega Mind question of the day correct. Studies show smelling this instantly makes you a nicer person.
So I was thinking about what they like do at spas and zen and blah, blah, blah. And I thought of lavender, which is actually my least favorite scent. So it probably says a lot.
Are you saying you're not nice, Hannah?
Well, I don't like lavender. So if that's correct.
I'm just saying you said it, not me.
The studies add up.
How about smelling your clean laundry?
Ooh, clean laundry.
Oh,
that makes
so
you feel
wholesome.
Good. Like, at least it's done.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll say lemons.
Lemon.
I'm going to say smelling the roses.
Smelling the roses.
Yeah.
Like where that saying comes from?
Yeah. Metaphor.
Nobody got it right, guys.
Okay. No,
but good guesses, right. Good guesses. Studies show smelling this will make you a nicer person. What smell? Instantly smell it. You're just in a better mood. You know you're going to be a lot nicer. That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can celebrate your Mega Mind question of the day win. Studies show smelling this will make you a nicer person.
Teacher Jen texted in, very fitting, and said, the smell of brand new crayons.
Oh, that is a good smell.
That is a really good smell. Nicole texted in and said, cookies. Sister Olivia and Margo say chocolate. Let's see. Jules says peppermint. Bubbles just says food. And lots of people said coffee.
Boom. Coffee. The smell of coffee, according to a recent study, just instantly makes you a nicer person. Probably because when you smelling it's brewing and you're cranky as hell.
Yeah, so you need it to be nice.
Yeah, the bar's low.
Yeah, I mean, the study is skewed. Yeah, we're all feeling like crap before.
I hate the taste of coffee, but I actually really like the smell.
Yeah, AB doesn't drink coffee. Yeah. She's not like.
So I don't
human.
Know what this says about me, but.
Mega Minds.
Kevin legit raps every single word of Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us, when it's playing.
Pretty excited for a couple weekends. I know, it's going to be awesome.
Now we know the Chiefs will be there with Kendrick Lamar, and so will the Eagles. Has anyone ever lost their dog or the dog ran away? 314-531-9898. Where did you find the dog? Did it get far? Because if you've listened to the show for even just a second, you know that we all love dogs, except for one person. For whatever reason, AB is just not a dog person. Mm-hmm. It's specifically the family dog, Carly Rae Jepsen, and it happened this weekend.
Who let the dogs out?
AB.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the
AB
dogs
did.
Out? Who let the dogs out?
Yeah.
AB just had, or Carly Rae Jepsen just had enough of AB and the tension that Carly Rae Jepsen ran away?
Truly. So
that is terrible.
What happened?
Saturday morning, my best friend was getting engaged, so I was at my apartment, but I get a text from my sister who was at my parents' house just that said Carly ran away. And I was like,
she was so sick of
AB. Did you even care?
I just responded, details. I was like, what's going on? I guess. So we have an electric fence at my parents' house. They've lived there 10 years.
Yeah.
So, and she has never once escaped the electric fence, not even tried anything. And my sister said that I guess my dad got a call saying, hey, we have your dog. And my dad thought it was a spam call because he was like, what are you talking about?
Oh, my gosh.
But we have an AirTag in her collar.
You do? That's, okay.
So my dad smart. Tracked her and she was like a few streets over, technically in a different neighborhood from ours.
Really? She was booking it.
Yeah. She was gone.
Done. Wow.
Guys, do you think she was running away or running towards AB? Because remember when we had the dog
no
psychic
way, it was
out
toward
here?
Me.
No, the dog psychic said that Carly Rae really does, for some reason, like AB. AB just doesn't like Carly Rae. Maybe Carly Rae was looking for AB, like, now that you're in the apartment, I miss you.
Mm. No, Carly Rae's just had enough. I'm telling you, she's been plotting this for a long time.
This is her
time.
Escape.
Yes.
Well, it was funny because my sister was like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared. We need to go get her, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this is hysterical.
You didn't care?
No, because I was like, we're tracking her. She's fine. We're going to find her. This is so funny. Why the heck did she do this?
Well, it's not even just about where she is. It's the danger of her being out. Like, what if she got hit by a car?
Well, she was in a neighborhood, so I had hope. I was fine.
We had a dog that got scared because somebody picked it up, and I think that's like, it had a heart attack. Because, like, it didn't know.
What?
Yeah, someone went to go help it, and it was, like, an older dog and didn't know, like, who picked him up in the car and was, like, kind of, like, stranger danger, and it had a heart attack because it was older.
My gosh.
Yeah,
well,
Pudgy.
That's terrible.
That didn't happen to
we
my dog.
We lost Pudgy. Rest in peace.
So,
oh, wow.
My sister ended up having to go and get the dog, and this family kept her in their garage because they were like, what do we, like, do with her? So my sister had to go get her from their garage, and she took a picture of Carly like in the backseat of her car and she looks pissed.
Because I'm telling you,
she's
done with you guys.
So upset that she had been caught.
Did she get in trouble for running away?
My mom said no treats for a month, but my dad's obsessed with that dog. Yeah. I'm sure she got treats.
No treats for a month.
I think she was pissed that she got picked up, like she liked that place better.
Yeah.
Well, my sister said
like,
she would rather be in a cold garage. My sister said they were feeding her sausage. So she was like, she probably was really upset. Yeah. She knows she's not getting any more of that. So then they bring her home. She will not look at anybody. She's like shunned the entire family. And then the next day I got another text. Carly just tried to run away again.
She doesn't. Wow. She's done.
Again.
She's moved on.
She was caught in the act.
She has a side family. She's got a side family.
So now my family's like, well, every time we let her out, do we have to go out there with her in a leash? And my sister was like, I will train her to use the toilet before I do that.
Oh my God.
So I don't know what's going on. Carly's probably listening right now.
Yeah, probably.
She's probably rolling her eyes, plotting her next escape.
Yeah.
Anyone else have a dog that took off and just had enough? Where did you find the dog? Any interesting people taking care of your dog? Gave it a better life? Like Carly Rae and the sausages and probably the warm garage? 314-531-9898. You'll never believe where we found my dog. We'll take your calls next. We're still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and AB, for whatever reason, just has beef with the family dog.
Mm-hmm.
Carly Rae Jepsen does not. Well, we don't know, because the dog psychic said Carly Rae Jepsen likes AB, but AB does not like Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for Carly Rae, but Carly Rae did a lot of speaking for herself when she ran off this weekend. Hannah thinks she just had enough. She's like, I'm out. I'm done. These people don't like me. They don't appreciate me.
I wouldn't doubt it. It's been a long time coming, to be honest.
When did your dog run away? Where did you find your dog? 314-531-9898. Kevin, you said Lily ran away?
Lily has run away before, especially around this time of the year, and this is why I don't think Carly Rae is a, you know, she's not running away because she's upset. I think it's because they were trapped indoors. This is like the perfect air, and they want to get out and run because that's what Lily's excuse was.
Carly Rae doesn't seem like a dog who likes running.
Well,
she just seems like a lazy dog.
She's pretty lazy.
but that's what Lily has done before in the past, where, you know, I would come home and I'd open the door and she just would bolt.
What is this, like runaway season? Escape season?
I will say she doesn't go on as many walks anymore because my dad used to work from home and every lunch break would take her out, but he's been having to go into the office, so she hasn't been getting as many walks.
She says, I'll find my own trail.
Yeah. No, yeah. Kevin, AB just sent a picture that her dad's like, hey, Carly Rae is listening. This is a dog that has given up. Look at the picture of the dog listening to the show right now. Carly Rae is just like,
we'll put it on our Instagram.
Yeah,
story.
I can't. Go to our Instagram if you want to see a dog who has just given up. Like, look at her.
Oh, yeah.
That's a dog who said, I'm done with AB.
She's done with the family.
Yeah. Kathy, what happened? Where did you find your dog?
Farmington, Missouri.
How far is that from you?
She was with a cattle farmer who hated animals, and he called the tag on her rabies tag on her collar, and he called my vet, and my vet called me, and she had been missing for 4 days.
And how far is Farmington, Missouri from you?
40 miles.
Wow.
What?
This is like
some walk.
Like
two marathons.
Yeah,
basically.
What's the movie where the dogs like have to like go on this long adventure?
Homeward Bound.
Yeah, this is Homeward
the incredible
Bound.
Journey. There
yeah, the incredible journey with your dog.
She's a German Shepherd. She definitely does not have stranger danger at all. She is very, very friendly. She'll get in anybody's vehicle. She don't care who they are.
she was hitchhiking on the side of the road to figure out how you got a ride. Thank you so much for the call, Teresa. Where did you find your dog?
In our backyard.
Okay.
We searched 4 hours for her.
She was just sitting in the backyard the entire time, or what?
No, we believe that she jumped the fence. She passed away a couple months ago,
but
she was a Mastiff boxer. And we believe she jumped the fence to, I don't know, maybe chase a deer or whatever. But we searched for 4 hours for that dog. And I'm like, are you serious? And then we saw her in the backyard, and she wouldn't come in, so we had to lie to her and tell her that her best human was in the house.
Classic.
Yeah.
Wow.
We promise.
That was the only way to get her to come back in, but I agree. She was in trouble now. She didn't have to wait a month for snacks, probably like a couple hours.
That seems a little much.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call. Your best human's in here, we promise. Jenny, where did you find your dog?
Hi, yes. My dog was running through the halls of my high school.
What?
Was your dog John Mayer or something?
Yeah. Sit, John Mayer, sit.
Summer,
good dog.
Every summer growing up, my family took a camping trip to the Current River. Well, one year we found this little puppy. She was a mutt on the side of a gravel road. So we rescued her. We brought her home, had her spayed, the whole nine yards. So we had her for, I don't know, maybe a handful of months, and she ran away. And so we were obviously freaking out, wanted to figure out where she was. And my best friend at the time called me, and she said, hey, your dog Destiny, is what we named her, is running through the halls of our high school. And I said, oh my gosh, hold on to her. By the time I got to school, some girl's mom picked her up and took her home. So I had to contact this girl. I didn't even know who she was, and said, hey, your mom has my dog. I'm going to need to come get her.
This girl's
Who let her in the door?
Yeah, I love all that. She just took over.
She rang the bell.
Yeah.
You really need the security footage of that.
Yeah. I want to see this dog just running through the school, like running crazy. That's
all these
awesome.
Dogs plot these things, I'm telling you. Yeah. They're smarter than we think.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the call, Jenny. That story was hilarious. We appreciate it.
Yes, have a good one.
You too. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Grammys are less than a week away, people, and I've got the rundown of this year's performers. I'll share who they are in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
The Grammys are inching closer and closer, and this weekend we found out who will be performing at this year's Grammys. These performers include Billie Eilish, Charlie XCX, AB's girl, Shakira, random, Chapel Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Benson Boone, and Teddy Swims. These are just a few artists, and these are artists who are, like, confirmed. Like, their names are already on their dressing rooms. Like, these people will for sure be there.
Interesting. I feel like everyone's newer.
Yeah, right? Like,
There's no, like, classic old school.
I don't think there's anybody other than Shakira over the age of, like, 30 on this list.
Yeah, like, I think it's an interesting first rollout of names we're getting. I feel like the person I'm probably most excited to see is Sabrina.
Same.
And then maybe Teddy Swims. I like Teddy Swims' voice and stuff like that. I mean, it brings some soul, so I'm excited for that. But I think it's interesting that no big, like, old school classics out there.
I mean, it's very interesting. This year is already going to be a little different at the Grammys because the Recording Academy has already shared that this year's focus will basically all be about the California wildfires and, like, raising funds for them, honoring the first responders who risked their lives out in California. So it's already going to be kind of different this year, and it's definitely skewed younger. The Grammys will take place next Sunday, and you can actually stream them for the first time this year on Hulu. So if you need someone's login, contact your family. Get that figured out before Sunday. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Guys, Hannah was involved in a hit-and-run accident this past weekend. We are commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. Have you ever been in a hit-and-run? Someone hit you and took off? Or if you're willing to admit, you could change your name if you want. I definitely hit somebody and I took off. 314-531-9898. Hannah, what happened with your car in the hit-and-run situation?
So this past weekend, I was out running errands. I did my usual TJ Maxx, Ulta, Target run. Yep. Usual weekend errands. And all of a sudden, I was coming out from the last store, Target, and I see this huge white smudge on my black car. And if you know me, you know that my car is my life. That is my baby. I keep it clean. People aren't allowed to have food in there. Like, my car is my life. So
I nicked
see-
it. I brushed up against it when we were, like, moving stuff into it one time. And Hannah wouldn't talk to me for 2 days.
I was like, pissed.
I can't believe you did that.
I'm actually still mad at you for that. So to see this, like, white smudge, I was like, like, literally, I can still feel my stomach just, like, dropping when I saw that. So I'm, like, looking around. I'm like, what the hell? Like, what happened?
I thought Hannah was going to drop more than hell there. I thought she was going to start cussing like crazy.
So I didn't know what to do. So I got in my car and I called my mom. I sent her this picture. I'm like, is this, like, did someone hit me? And she's like, yeah, someone absolutely hit you.
And I was like, couldn't believe it.
I was like, I don't know what to do, like, who to call, what to, like, I just had no idea. So I actually left the store and I went home to, like, do some research. Like, is this a legal thing? Like, do I have to contact Target? Do I have to contact the city of Fenton? Like, who do I contact? Do I call the FBI? Like, who do I figure out to track down who the hell hit my car? So in the midst of my searching, all of a sudden, my sister comes in and she goes, Hannah? I said, yeah. She goes, I think I accidentally hit your car.
Oh,
and I said,
no way.
What? No. I was like, I literally have been going off all day about how whoever,
I mean, we all got a text with the picture.
I'm like, I literally was saying terrible things. I'm like, whoever hit my car, I hope you have a terrible Christmas and
terrible
you light
Christmas.
On fire.
12
like,
months from now?
Yes. Wow. Like, I hope you have the worst day ever.
She said light on fire. Did you guys catch that?
Yeah, I was like, I'm pissed. And I said, excuse me? She was like, yeah, I was backing out and I thought I hit the fence, but I looked and I hit your car.
Oh.
And I was like, you're the person I want to light on fire? Like, what? And so I didn't even know what to do once again, but she was like, you know, like, you can give me your insurance and we can figure it out. I don't know. And I just, like, I didn't know what to do because it's my sister. So I'm like, well, I don't want her to pay money to fix my car, but this is my freaking car. This is my life. So we actually ended up buffing it out, and now it's fine. So, yeah, I mean, we
but
put a little.
It
is.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, we no, could, it is. We saw You'll it. Always
we,
know.
Yeah,
Hannah.
We actually yeah. saw it this morning. It doesn't look that great.
Stop.
We
could tell. My head.
Yeah, we look at that car and we think, oh, it's been buffed. Oh, yeah. We all saw it. We
never
were talking.
The same.
Yeah, we were all saying, yeah, it's
Stop
never going to
be. But yeah, the hit and run criminal that I had been cussing
was a family member?
Up and down was my sister.
I actually. Somebody tried to hit and run me and they got busted. I was walking out of a bar one time. And some other guy was like, hey, I caught this guy trying to take off. And another guy, he hit my car parking and then pulled out of the parking spot and was taking off. And some guy pulled out and said, hey, I saw what you're doing. And the guy was like, oh, I was just going to go park at a different spot. And I come walking out. It's like, I saw this dude trying to make a break for it. And
oh, wow,
so
that's cool.
Somebody, yeah, stopped the
that's
guy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice you had some support.
Like, yeah, like Superman came
yeah,
in.
I mean,
the
yeah.
hit and run Superman. Right.
I would do that too. If I see that happen, I'm stopping because hit and runs are not funny.
Yeah, tell your sister because now we'll never see your car the same.
Yeah, she's like, before you take legal action, let me confess it was actually me.
All right, anyone ever been involved in a hit and run situation? 314-531-9898. Who hit you and then who ran? It's all going to be okay. Hannah was involved in a hit and run. We got stories that end in car chases, guys, coming your way here in a second while we're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Have you ever been involved in a hit and run? Hannah was. It would end up being a family member of hers. What happened, Hannah?
So I was doing my errands this past weekend and I noticed that there was a huge white stripe on the back of my car. And I went home and I was all upset, like getting ready to like call Target, call security. And then my sister all of a sudden confessed up that she actually was the one that hit my car.
Yeah, Kevin, you said it happened in your driveway.
Yeah, it actually happened in my
driveway.
Yeah, I was turning into my driveway and got hit by a car trying to pass me, you know, on the wrong side of the road and pushed me into my driveway, into my neighbor's yard through a bunch of brush and all this stuff. And so they were able to reverse their vehicle and go down the street. So I got out of the car and I started running after them as if I was going to do something.
Wow.
You ran after them like on foot?
Yeah, like I'm Starsky or Starsky and Hutch or something. Like, I'm going to do something. I'm going to get you. And I could only make out like three of the license plate letters. Well, the police were able to track the vehicle down and the guy lived like a couple of blocks down. But because it wasn't the specific amount, because this car was like their car was totaled. They couldn't drive theirs either. They said they couldn't do anything.
So then what? You just like chased them and
I just chased them down and went, okay, well, I just turned it into the insurance and that was it.
But Kevin, literally, you got down on foot and chased somebody. Tracy, your car hit and run situation ended up in a chase as well. Tracy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your car chase ended up, or your hit and run ended up in a chase as well, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. What happened?
I was on my way to work. It was a Monday morning, and I live over here in Basalto, and got rear-ended. So I took it upon myself. I thought, oh, okay. I thought it was a little old lady. So I pull over to the side of the road, and they take off. And I'm like, no, not today. You hit the wrong gal. So I have my little bitty flip phone. And I flip it open. I call 911. I'm chasing them. Come to find out there's another car that is with them. They are trying to sideswipe me, push me off the road. I'm like,
no.
Oh my God. I'm giving 911 every detail. The make, the model, the license plate.
This is like the OJ chase.
Yeah.
Like literally locked in.
And everybody's like, why did you do that? And I'm like, well, they weren't going to get away with it. So I proceed with my chase. I'm talking to dispatch, not thinking that my call is going over the airwaves to all the local police departments.
Oh my gosh.
This is crazy.
Yeah. And so I proceed and she's like, ma'am, we've got him. I'm like, well, they just turned here and they turned here. Like, I'm talking like they're in an airplane or something.
I love how you were talking like you were an actual police officer, like on the chase. Like, good for you, Tracy.
Yeah, I would snap into that same mode.
Tracy doesn't play.
Mm-mm. I don't play. I mean, I'm with you. I didn't even have 3,000 miles on my car. It was a black Ford Fusion. I thought it was a little old lady. I took it upon myself, and the dispatch is like, ma'am, we've got him. I make this turn. We're in a residential area at this point, and I make a left, I make a right, and there's cops sitting everywhere.
Oh, wow.
You're wow. like, I need to see this investigation.
You guys like surrounded him, SWAT team. Right. And then who was it? Who got out of the car? You thought it was a little old lady. Who was it?
It was a guy in his 20s, totally complete, still on a bender from the weekend.
Usual suspect, yeah. You know, as a fellow police officer, Tracy,
right.
in this situation, usual suspect. Thank you so much for the call. I cannot believe that happened to you. Mary Jo, who hit your car and took off?
This was 40 years ago. I was like 16, and another teenager, I didn't know it at the time, hit my car. And it was parked. My car was parked on the street, and he totaled it. So I was really upset.
Damn, he didn't just.
He didn't hit you. He slammed you.
Wow.
I was trying to sell the car on top of it. That's part of the reason why it was parked on the street. So I had like a for sale sign on it, and it took about 3 days. But all of a sudden, this man comes knocking on the door, and he had his son standing there next to him, and he knew his son. His son had this. So granted, this was 40 years ago. It was like a big, you know, it was a car from the 70s. It was a really big car.
Yeah.
And the headlight was all smashed in. So he knew something happened, and he finally got his son to admit. And so he made him own up, and he knocked on the door, and they ended up buying my car from me.
Damn.
They totaled
it. Oh, wow.
I mean, it does, like, it's kind of a flex. Like, oh, I hit that car, so I bought it.
No, I think that's a good punishment, right, like, here.
Yeah. Learn something for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Taryn, what happened with you? Who were you involved in a hit and run with?
Me and my aunt's car were in her garage, and I had went to pull out. This was when I was, like, a teenager. And I hit her car and put a big dent in the back of it. But me and my cousin made a promise that we were going to tell her someone at Target hit it. And to this day, we still tell her that. And she still believes that a random stranger.
Oh, my gosh. Why is it always Target is like the ploy? They keep getting like hit. You know, everybody's saying all these people have accidents there. And it's just it's your relatives.
I love how like that's like I love how you guys died on the hill, too, to this day.
Right.
No one will ever know.
She worked at Target back then, so that was our easy way of getting away with it.
Genius. That's how you go down with the lie if you're involved with the hit and run.
Yep.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
I take a look at things that are going viral. I read off some headlines over the next 2 minutes, and Hannah tells me which ones I should click on and which ones I should scroll past. There's a list of the best-dressed celebrities, and I was kind of surprised by who was 1 and 2.
Ooh, who are they?
Who would you consider the best-dressed celebrities?
I don't know. It's hard because a lot of celebrities have, like, wild fashion sense.
I know, right?
I don't understand.
That's why I feel like who finished at 2, Harry Styles.
Really? He's definitely out there.
He was 2 on the list. 1 probably is not a surprise, but I just didn't think of anyone thought of her as fashion, but she dominated the fashion. And it's Taylor Swift.
Okay, duh. Yeah. People will vote her for anything.
Yes, they said, so a company looked at clothing brands and then looked up Google searches of whose outfits people are stealing. Like, oh, I want to look like Taylor Swift.
Well, they're going to pick her. They want to do everything like
her. Yeah. Taylor Swift was 1, Harry Styles 2, Zendaya 3, Kanye 4, who considers himself a fashion icon. Right? And then Billie Eilish was 5.
Kanye would be, like, last on my list. He wears obscure, like, full body face-covered suits.
I know. I think it's really interesting. Top Tinder turn-offs for women. These are things that get...
What gives us the ick?
Yeah, let's New
agree.
Research says men not having photos of themselves on Tinder. Is that a thing? They don't have...
Why would you... People will put, like, group pictures.
Yes, that's what they said. That
it's
people
like, what
put
are you
group
doing?
And people get mad. His bio is too cocky.
Oh, definitely an ick.
Unclear, blurry pictures is 3.
I mean, that just means you're ugly.
The Philadelphia Eagles are now selling snow.
Keep them moving. I don't care about sports.
All right. Pizza guy walks a 0.5 mile in the snow and gets the biggest tip ever.
As he should. Keep it moving.
All right. It wasn't from the person who he delivered the pizza to, just so you know.
We'll never know who it was from.
We will never know.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
AB was like a spy this weekend. Basically lying to her best friend, but probably for good cause. We're commercial free on the Brett Magus Show. Anyone who has ever been engaged or you were helping your best friend get engaged and you had to create this whole fake story up, 314-531-9898. There is always a fake story of where you were supposed to be when you got engaged or where you told your bestie hey, this is what we're doing, this is what's going on, but secretly, you are just helping them have the happiest day of their life.
Mm-hmm.
AB's best friend got engaged this past weekend, and secretly, remember, AB had that video went viral, that like 11, 12 million people watched
it has 15 million views now of me telling my best friend Elizabeth that I signed a lease for an apartment down the hall from her. And one thing I didn't say in that video, because I knew then that her boyfriend had bought a ring.
Yeah.
And that was part of the reason that I was like, it's now or never that I get to basically live with her again.
Because
she was going to get engaged and married and move out and stuff. And so that was part of the reason I actually got this apartment.
And so she had people come and stay with her just down the hall from her best friend. Yeah. And her best friend didn't even know. She was sneaking in and out of her best friend's apartment, planning this whole thing, and her best friend didn't know. Mm-hmm. So what was the story behind it all? How did this engagement go down, AB?
So Elizabeth thought that she was just going to this like work dinner with her boyfriend at the St. Louis Club, which is like they go there a lot. And so she got ready at her boyfriend's apartment, which thank God, because that morning I had to go to the airport and pick up one of her friends from college who had flown in for like the engagement party after the whole proposal stuff. So I had one friend flying in that I had to pick up from the airport. I had another friend driving in from Kansas from college. So I had two people staying with me. And when
all right under her nose,
literally down the hall from Elizabeth. And thank God she left her apartment open and her roommate left the apartment open for me. And so I got to go in and like pick out all of the white dresses she had too, just in case she wanted to change because I didn't know what she was going to wear.
So after she got proposed to, totally shocked, all of her friends and family are there. You had an outfit change ready for her to go?
Yes.
Wow.
So the proposal happened and then she walked out of the building and me and a couple other people were in a party bus waiting for her.
Really?
And she didn't know we were in there. So we had the dresses in the bus in case she wanted to change like on the way to the party.
Oh, that's so smart.
And she had no idea the proposal was happening. There was a photographer that just acted like she was taking pictures of like the actual place and just like everybody there. And then they went into a private room with champagne and roses. She still didn't know that she was getting proposed to. She was like, oh, it's so cute in here. And then the scrapbook that she had made for her boyfriend for their 5-year anniversary was sitting on the table and she just goes, oh, that's weird.
Oh my gosh. Like what? Yeah. When you're in shock, anything can.
Yeah.
Right.
So he proposed up there. They took a couple pictures. She came down to the bus, was so surprised to see us in there. She was literally hyperventilating. Like she had not a clue this was happening. And something else is like, she's like Hannah where she tracks everybody every single day.
Yeah, yeah.
And she has probably like 20 people she's tracking.
Really?
And so for the past 3 weeks, I've individually been texting people that she tracks saying, hey, turn your location off now so we don't all do it at once. So she's been thinking Find My Friends is just broken.
Really? So you guys have been creating this story.
Brilliant. Yeah.
And this setup for weeks upon weeks.
Yeah. So she like hopped in the bus with us. She changed into this white dress that she had that still had the tag on it. Like she had not even worn this yet. She was so excited.
So perfect.
And then she showed up to the engagement party and her two friends that have had like flown / driven into town were there. She was she was literally hyperventilating.
You did a much better job than I did when I created a fake story so I can propose to my wife. I'll tell you that story in 3 minutes. But anyone else out there have a story where they completely fooled one of their friends so they can get engaged? 314-531-9898. If you need someone on the Brent Mega Show to be a spy, we're looking at you, AB.
Mm-hmm.
AB had run this crazy story for the last couple of weeks, misleading, lying to her best friend, planning this engagement and helping the man of her dreams propose, including having people fly in, stay with her. And this was all happening when her best friend lives down the hall from her, didn't even know, sneaking in and out of the apartment. But that's what happens. When you propose, you have to come up with this crazy story to surprise the proposal. Alex, you just recently proposed. What was your story that you came up with?
Yeah, our story was, which it sounds crazy, but with these two, with this couple, it's not that crazy. But we told Annie we were going to a jazz quartet concert. And
that's funny.
We're going to go to a jazz quartet concert. You better get dressed up. And then boom, proposal happens.
Yeah. So, and then my friends got a Sprinter van. So they picked us up and they were just like playing like they were taking us out for the night. And that was how I was able to get her to dress up nicer because it was, hey, we're going to this like more formal cocktail type event. So we need you to you know, put this dress on.
When I proposed to my wife, we're high school sweethearts, so I did it at our old high school, and I did it down the hallway, you know, that we'd be like giving each other little eyes.
Very sweet.
And we like walked down memory lane. I put all these pictures up and lights and candles and roses and things like that. And so to tell her why we were going to our old high school, like, why would you go to your old high school? I said, my brother's teaching a tennis lesson there. And we need to walk into this old hallway. And she's like, what? This makes zero sense. I was like, and I just literally was like, shut up. This is where he's teaching the tennis lesson.
Oh, wow.
It was terrible.
That's the best you could get.
Yeah. That was the best I had. It was a terrible, terrible story. Steve, you did it to trick your wife. You had to come up with a story. You probably did a better job than me. What was your story? Steve?
Oh, sorry. Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. What was the story, Steve?
So we, my wife and I, or girlfriend at the time, we took a three week road trip across the country.
Whoa.
And in Los Angeles, we were camping and visiting all kinds of places. And before the trip, like, the whole idea was for me to obviously propose. And she always joked around that, don't give me a ring, like, give me a bubblegum ring machine. So I actually bought a bubblegum ring machine. Mm-hmm. And I mailed it out to her brother in California.
Whoa.
And so by the time we got out there, you know, one night they set it up on the pier, and so we're walking on the pier, and I said, hey, let's put a quarter in this machine. And we put a quarter in, twist it, you know, a really nice ring pops out, and she's like, wow, that's really nice. And then it kind of hit her like, whoa, this is happening. And, you know, down on one knee on the pier at sunset, it was perfect.
There was a bubblegum machine sitting at the end of a pier, and she didn't see it coming?
Wow.
Damn, so, bro.
They put it in there, like, there's other, like, quarter machines on the pier and everything. So it looks like
you really did go
risky.
Over.
Man, oh, man.
You're hoping some risky hobo doesn't go up and twist it before you get there.
my brother-in-law was protecting it.
Yeah, okay, good.
That's pretty funny. Somebody's like, wow, I just got this cool diamond ring.
Look at that. I need to buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, best quarter forever. Thank you so much for the call and making me look bad about my high school engagement, Steve. Emily, what happened to throw off the scent of the engagement, the proposal?
Yeah, so I actually was using my boyfriend's iPad at the time, and I didn't know that he got text messages to his iPad. So I saw when he was going to propose, where he was going to propose.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I texted my sister freaking out because I was like, how do I unforget this? Like, I don't want to know. And so she's like, don't worry, I'll handle it. And so that's the last I heard of it. And so next thing I know, my boyfriend is like, hey, we're going to go meet up with your sister and her boyfriend at the time for a double date. And I was like, okay, that sounds great, whatever. So, and then that ended up being where he proposed. So I did not have the outfit that I had planned. Everything was completely thrown off. And I mean, it worked. I was surprised.
You had a secret. You had a double agent. Your sister ended up being a double agent. Once you told her about it, she's like, "We got to change the plan." So she worked it on you.
That's literally going to be me. I'm going to be going through the iPad and find that.
Find that date. Yes.
You need a double agent like Emily over here.
Yeah. No kidding.
And it was perfect. You loved it.
I did. Yeah. It was very sweet. It was perfect.
Awesome. Congratulations. Thank you so much for the call. We're still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. Hannah just told us Billie Eilish could be performing at the Grammys on February 2nd. We're commercial free for the past hour on Y98. And if you listen on the Odyssey app for that 60 minutes and hung out with us, you instantly just qualified for $5,000. Just for listening to Y98 for 60 minutes, as soon as you hit that 60-minute mark, you instantly qualify for $5,000 a day. That's pretty awesome. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Oh, this is wild. Swifties are now all fired up and irritated with Morgan Wallen. I'll explain why at 8:35.
I'm Team Swiftie on this, just so you know.
Well, I'm not.
I knew you weren't going to be.
I am not.
8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Man, I think this is ridiculous, but when it comes to Swifties, they really love and protect their own. We know this, especially when it comes to Taylor and her craft. Well, they currently are after Morgan Wallen and his fandom, which is a personal attack to me because I'm a fan of Morgan Wallen and his music.
And his music, she says it because he knows that guy sucks.
Yes. Some of his actions suck, but none of his music sucks. But they are all fed up with Morgan Wallen because of the name of his new tour. Morgan just released last week that he's going on this massive tour with like other huge country artists. And the name of the tour is going to be called I'm the Problem Tour. Well, this really, really rubs Swifties the wrong way because they claim that he stole that from Taylor's song Anti-Hero, where it's like, it's me, hi, I'm the problem, it's me.
Yeah.
So they think that
he did steal it.
Brett, you're actually crazy. I will actually get mad at you if you side with that. Taylor does not own every phrase or term given demand.
No, she, okay, there is.
She does not.
If it's in a song, she might.
No, she does not.
I'm not saying she isn't, but we all started saying that because she was using it. Like, hey, hi, it's me. I'm the problem. So that was subconsciously burned in her head because it was the most popular song on the planet. And I do think it lacks creativity. You couldn't think of Rebel, Renegade, anything else other
Morgan
than
is
I'm
going
the problem.
Through his own thing, going like he's, you know, going through this phase. He had a lot of things. He got canceled. And so he's owning it by saying, I'm the problem. And he's going to write all these sad heartbreak songs.
Yeah, he's the second person to own it after Taylor said, hi, it's me.
Taylor does not own everything. I would love to go through a list of Morgan Wallen's lyrics. And if there's any couple words that are like a Taylor Swift song, I'm going to go after a Swiftie and say, here, look at this.
I do think we all started saying it and he named his tour, whether he wants to admit it or not, because he was brainwashed because it was the biggest song. It was the biggest song on the planet. And we all just start repeating things that our friends repeat, or we repeat things that we hear in songs, and we all heard that song over and over and over again. And I think it does lack a little creativity. I'm on Team Swiftie. Swiftie for life.
I'm disgusted with you. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
it just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day correct. If you want to text in your guesses, the number is 314-531-9898. Hannah had some car trouble this past weekend, was involved in a little hit and run by her sister, we found out. 54% of us don't know how to do this with their car.
I don't know how to do this myself, so I'll take some accountability, but I'm going to say parallel park.
Mm. Ooh.
That's for help. That's bad. And 54% is high.
Alex is dead at ask for help parallel parking because Alex is good parallel
parking. I've asked Alex for help parallel
parking.
Oh,
yeah, AB did too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here for, you know, I'm just here for the greater good.
Yeah. I got a couple ideas. I'm going to say don't know how to, you know, jumpstart a battery.
Battery. All right.
I'll say change their oil.
All right.
I'll say change a tire.
Close,
I don't know how to do any of those things.
Close, but no one got it right. It's
really?
Probably a little bit more simple, I think. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. 54% of us don't know how to do this with their car. What is it?
Chandra texted in and said changing your windshield wipers. Stacy says how to change the clock in the side, like inside of your car.
Ooh.
We also got a text saying how to add turn signal fluid.
Turn signal fluid.
You know,
somebody got
that's
it.
A necessity.
Right.
Someone got it. Sandra, I think the first person out the gate. 54% of us do not know how to change their windshield wipers on their car.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, never done that before.
I really don't want to find out either.
They'll just do it when you do an oil change. So most of the time, I just have them do it. But I'm sure I can Google it.
You think you can do it, Brett?
Totally.
I have them do it for me.
There's directions when you buy new windshield wipers on how to put them
on. There's directions for everything.
I didn't know you had to do that.
You should at the time.
I didn't.
It wears down. The
AB's
rubber.
Going to have these like it just scratches because they're so old. And
really ratchet ones.
Yeah, really ratchet ones.
Mega Minds.
All right, we're going to play a little game of Think Fast. We like to play it on Mondays to see whose brain's working again as we kick off the week. It's all brought to you by Fast Eddie's Bon Air. So how Think Fast works is AB gives us a question because she asks the questions because her brain never thinks fast.
Mm-hmm.
So she writes the questions. And then we do a tournament style. So what are the matchups?
We have Kevin versus Alex and Hannah and Brett.
Damn, Hannah's actually really good at this game.
Thank you.
It's the first person who can yell out the answer the fastest. We do a tournament style. What's the Kevin and Alex first?
Yes. And because we are starting to pick up some of the Valentine's Day cards for our Cupid project, I do have some like Valentine's / love dating questions thrown in here.
Okay.
So be prepared for that.
All right.
A weird place to go on a date night starting with a W.
Waffle House.
There you go.
Nice I think job. That's sweet.
Yeah, well, some people think it's weird. I'm a fan of Waffle House.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a weird place to go on a date. I don't know that point should count. Yeah, I agree.
I'll give it to you.
Wow. Okay. All right.
I was going to say Wentzville.
I can't wait for Hannah. I can't wait for AB to go on her next Waffle House date and say, oh, it wasn't weird at all, guys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It was weird.
What is a dating red flag starting with K?
Well, Hannah said this a while back.
Knicks tickets.
Knives.
A knife collector?
Yeah.
I think Alex knives. Had it. Didn't it? He talk? He said it first.
And Knicks tickets? That's a red flag?
It's a red flag.
Oh, man.
Look, I don't.
They got some Knicks tickets.
They got tickets to the Knicks game. You live in the Midwest.
Oh, very suspicious. Very suspicious. Yeah.
That's a bad
thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so.
All right.
I think he got swept.
Knives.
Amy doesn't even know who won.
So Alex won that.
I guess so.
Clean sweep. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Hannah and Brett.
That's 2 out of 3. Here we go.
No letter association with this one.
Thank God.
Name a body part you could do without.
Leg.
Your pinky.
I mean, Brett's.
You could do without a leg?
You could? You
can,
yeah, I'm like Tigger bouncing around, man. You could get a replacement leg. Yeah, there's a lot of options out there. Yeah.
Okay. The leg's not life or death.
Yeah, I think you could do without it.
I'll give it to you.
Thank you! Mm. One away from sweeping you, Hannah.
Name any celebrity couple.
Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber.
Yep.
Wow. I actually couldn't think of a single celebrity couple for some reason. I'm like, who is still together? Right, yeah. I probably could have better named more
Travis
breakups.
Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that would have been a good one. Yeah, thanks, Kev.
What is something you shouldn't text your boss?
Screw
I love you.
You.
I don't know who won, though.
Maybe you're the judge.
Sometimes you can tell your boss I love you.
You can. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay, I'll go with
Are you kidding?
Thank you. That's how you
sorry.
Do it. Yes. Yeah, you can say
this
I love you.
This game is stupid today. I'm done.
Championship matchups next.
Think fast.
All right, we're playing Think Fast on a Monday to see if your brain's working. It's all brought to you by Fast Eddie Bonair. Think Fast is where AB asks us a question, and then we just shout out the answer as fast as we possibly can to see if our brain is actually on and who's drinking coffee. It's a championship matchup. We do a tournament style. Alex swept Kevin. I dominated Hannah in a fascinating form. It was just great. And so it'll be best of five in these questions, myself versus Alex.
All right, first question. What is something you shouldn't yell in a crowded room?
Bomb. Fire!
Alex got
bomb. That's both are very accurate.
Exactly.
Both are pretty bad.
Right. Yeah. AB's
bingo
dad.
Would be another one.
AB's dad.
What? Why would you not want to yell out bingo?
Well, if you don't,
if
bingo,
you don't have bingo, don't yell it out.
Bad,
that's like the biggest rule ever.
I know, but what if you do have bingo?
I guess.
Then you
think,
would want to yell it out.
I think bomb is worse.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he said Bob.
No.
I think he did say Bob. That shouldn't count. You're right.
Why would that be something? But I guess if you're
Bob.
Well, anyway, name something that would be weird to cuddle with, starting with
Bob.
L.
Lice.
Ooh.
Yeah, you cuddle up with lice.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I like that. Because even if you're not cuddling with like the lice itself, if you have lice, you shouldn't be cuddling.
Right.
I agree with Brett. That's a good
that's
one.
So, I can't. No. What's a terrible flavor for toothpaste?
Bubblegum.
I think Brett got
I
it.
Cherry.
Cherry and bubblegum
are both good.
Bubblegum is good.
Right.
Horseradish.
Is...
I want horseradish.
I thought I got it.
Those
I
are not good answers.
Horseradish is
cherry
terrible.
And bubblegum are both
good. You guys are
good.
Both idiots.
Yes. I think you can't score.
Do we skip that one and
horseradish. I'm submitting a new answer. Yeah.
You don't get 30
you
answers.
You can't submit a new answer.
That's not a rule.
All right. Then nobody gets
why don't we let Kev decide who gets that?
Kev?
I think it's a draw. I think they both get the point.
Or both of
okay, well, let's hope
we'll
one of you gets both of these next questions right, because I don't have another one.
Okay. But both of us gave really good answers. This was supposed
know,
to be bad.
Exactly.
Cherry and bubblegum are
like,
both
man, I'll take that as a toothpaste. Yeah.
I actually don't like bubblegum as a toothpaste, so that's why I did submit it. It's like very little kiddish.
Okay. What is not one of the five love languages, but should be?
Sleep.
Ooh.
I'll give it
to you. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, like you got to have the same sleep pattern, sleeping together, being
very good, Brad.
See, thank
you. There
you
go.
See?
All right, last one. What is your favorite love song?
I like Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
Well, now we've got a tie.
Hey!
What is a terrible flavor for toothpaste?
Horseradish.
Think fast!
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.